The Traveler's Journal, November 2nd, with things you need to know about visas. First, the definition. Visas are endorsements issued by a country you want to visit. They signify that your passport has been examined, found to be in order, and that you have official permission to enter. Once necessary for travel most places on the planet, in recent years, the number of countries requiring tourists with American passports to obtain a visa has declined. Of the nearly 200 destinations listed by the State Department, over half have dropped visa requirements, at least for short-term casual travelers. But many key places, such as Australia, the former communist bloc nations, along with many countries in Africa, South and Central America, and now especially the Middle East, still make travelers go through the visa formalities. If your travel is for business, education, or other long-term purposes, you'll probably need a visa, even in those countries that have dropped the formality for tourists. Your travel agent or airline should inform you when a visa is necessary and how to apply. Ditto for the State Department's consular information files, which are available online. Unless you live near the embassies or have lots of time, a visa service is the best way to expedite the process. That slashes the time, but adds $50 to $75 to the cost of each visa. The best advice, leave plenty of time for the paperwork. Since all visas must be stamped on your passport, it's not possible to apply for more than one at a time. That makes it extra important to check each application carefully. Any mistake, omission, failure to sign, or to send proper payment can delay both the process and your trip indefinitely. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.